Okay, we're up to our second mitzvah.
Mitzvah bet.
I'm not yet committed to going straight. Like, Gid Hanasha is coming. I haven't decided yet if we're going to do that or skip. But at least for now, we're still on pace. So our second mitzvah is the second mitzvah. And that, of course, is Mila, which, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the halachic source, even though Mila comes up many times, but he uses the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha as the basis of the mitzvah. And the Sefer HaChinuch, which I don't have on the sheet, but in his presentation of the mitzvah, Sefer Chinuch breaks up his presentation in different sections, and one of the sections which he gives a few highlights of some of the halachic issues he calls Dinei HaMitzvah. So commenting on that little section is the launching point for this part of the Minchas Chinuch, which I'd like to do with you. Not on every mitzvah and not every piece we'll do, would it be fair to say, is famous. But in case you think I'm just a broken record, or I always say it, this is actually famous. This is a very significant and important piece and suggestion in the Minchas Chinuch. He's going to raise a question on one level, which I want us to consider, and I put here, just in the immediate presentation, I think four nafkaminas that he suggests, as well as a few attempted rayas that he brings. However, what I think is really important to think about, I don't want to have to rush through this. If we don't finish it today, we can pick up with this tomorrow and next week, and there could still be even some new stuff next week. But I'd like to suggest, and I want you to keep in the back of your mind, even as we see his chakira and his safek, what might his chakira be based on even deeper? In other words, he's going to take us down one level, but I'd like us to think about, and perhaps we can suggest even a deeper level that we can go down to. So if we have time to do that justice, we'll include that even today. And if not, we'll, since I don't want to rush it, well, maybe we'll pick up with that next week. But anyway, here he goes. Umavuar, Bashas, Uvarambam, Perak Aleph, Mihochos Mila, Halach Aleph, Vizela Shono. This is a quotation, which is really a paraphrase of the Sugi in Maseches Kiddushin, but he's quoting it from the Rambam. Mitzvah al ha'av lamul es beno, ve'al harav lamul es avdo, yolid bayis u'miknas kasef. There is an obligation on a father to circumcise his son, as there is on a master to circumcise his servant. Avor ha'adon or ha'av, let's say the father or the master, respectively, didn't do the bris milah when the baby was age-appropriate, i.e. at 8 days old. So then the Gemara continues and says, well, if he doesn't do it, Bezdin mitzuvin lamul ha'ben va'eved. Then the Bezdin steps in, and they are responsible. So you could either have a default father, chas v'shalom. You know, people sometimes are raised with fathers who aren't playing the appropriate role of a father, so if they're not around. Or it could be there is a father, but he's, you know, secular, uninterested. So again, what level of coercion would Bezdin have, especially if there was a father saying, no, I don't want to? That's not our topic, and obviously at all. But at least conceptually and theoretically, there's a chiyuv that goes if the father does not do his mitzvah, then the chiyuv trickles down, so to speak, to the Bezdin. And then the Gemara and the Rambam tell us, what if for whatever reason the Bezdin didn't take care of business, and now this child is 13 years old and still uncircumcised? Says the Gemara, says the Rambam, kishe yigdal, chayav lamol es atzmo, end of the second line. Then the person, who's now not a child anymore, he's halachically an adult, is obligated to circumcise himself. It doesn't mean necessarily physically to be the mohel, but he is responsible for making sure that he has a bris milah. And as the Minchas Chinuch tells us, v'nidrash b'shas mikray ayin sham. Right? We're not getting into it, says the Minchas Chinuch, but ayin sham and kiddushin, all of these stages, all three stages, have sources in psukim. So now he starts his investigation, or he summarizes a little bit, and then in a line or two he'll get to his question. Hine mavur. Dikr ha-mitzvah alav, kaloshan ha-shas, heich delo malo avuo, machayim bezdin. Number one is, you see clearly from the Lashon of the Gemara and the Rambam, if you say, who is, you know, the initial address for the mitzvah? It's not Bezdin. The initial address is, and it's not the son, because the son's 8 days old, the initial address is the father. The father is the main thing. It's just that if the father doesn't do it, then Bezdin has to kick in. That's not only true in the Gemara, it's true in the Rambam. Dein malan beno shel adam, shalom idaito, right? One theoretical way of testing that would be, could you, you know, somehow against the will of the father at a different time, a different place, a different shul, I don't know, could you do something with the bris of the child, you know, without the father's wishes? So leave aside the fact that nowadays we might call that child abuse, you know, and it would be criminal or to do that to someone else's child without their permission. But just strictly halachically speaking, you can't do that. And again, says the Minchas Chinuch, so far we haven't done anything interesting, or not too interesting, not too exciting, just laying down the groundwork that clearly the primary address of the mitzvah, hamila, as it is, you know, not mostly, hopefully, performed l'dore doros when a baby boy is 8 days old, is the father. So now comes his question, his famous question. Anima Supaki says, Im higdil shehamitzvah gam kein alav ramya umuchuyav lomul atzmo. When we say in the final stage of the Gemara, that in the Rambam, that when he hits 13, if he still isn't circumcised, he must now take responsibility to give himself a bris milah. Im gam kein mitzvah la'av, v'lo nifka ha-mitzvah me'ito. What's the pshat when the Gemara said that? What's the pshat when the Rambam said that? Is the pshat that the boy is also obligated? Meaning the father's chiyuv kicked in at 8 days. And that is, it's still there. He hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv, but his chiyuv didn't go anywhere. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says that at 13 years old, the son is chayiv. What did it mean the son is chayiv? It means the son is also chayiv. The father's chayiv, and now also the son is chayiv. One possibility. Odilma, perhaps, alternatively, the hamitzvah al ha'av rak bekatnuso. Ava kishihigdil, ein chiyuv hamitzvah al ha'av rock a love. Or alternatively, did the Gemara mean, does the Rama mean that when the boy hits 13 and he hasn't had a bris milah, the father is fired, he's off, halachically he's out, and now the son is the exclusive address and he is the only one who is chayiv. Umiloshan Rava Machaber, he begins, even before he starts analyzing this or showing why this is an important question, with a slight diuk, and he points out, if you look in the Loshan of the Rava Machaber, the Sefer Hichinuch himself, which, again, we don't have in front of you, but he gives you the relevant phrase, what does the Sefer Hichinuch say when he's describing the nature of the obligation? Al mi, on who's obligated? And on who's obligated what? Milas banav haketanim. The Sefer Hichinuch adds the word ketanim, so says the Minchas Chinuch Nira, ktsas, dafka, Bonav Haketanim. It appears perhaps a little bit that is Dafka the Ketanim. If you have the Shmantzi Minchas Chinuchs, so in the footnote, if I recall, he quotes a Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos in Maseches Shabbos, who also just kind of, you know, Mesech Lefitumo, kind of taking a nice stroll through the Halachic Park, and the Rambam, you know, without making a big deal about it, when he's just mentioning the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the Rambam mentions also the word Ketanim. Now, why would you think that the Sefer HaChinuch would kind of cut out, take the wind out of his own sails? Why does he think that's only Ktsas Raya, not like a unimpeachable Raya? What would you say? It's the same diuk in the Rambam and in the Chinuch. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would say. And I have no great chiddush to say about that, but that's what I would suggest as well, right? You know, you, in your first glance, you know, I could easily imagine, you know, in Shir, somebody raising their hand and making the diuk. And I could easily see a Rebbe saying, you know, yeah, it could be. But it could also be that that's just the typical assumption, that that's when it starts. But it's not saying that it ends when he's not a katan. It's just telling us when it begins, which is not exactly the same thing as you said a lot, but it's, it gets us to the same place. Yeah.
You don't have to be medak from the Rambam. It says, V'igiyaz man l'chiv ha-mitzvah nifta kol adam imilato. That's pretty...
So in the, you're saying in the Perashat Mishnayos is more mukhruch than in the... Well, get it. To be fair, that's the footnote guy. Saying, meaning when the Minchas Chinuch said nira k'tzas raya, so right. That was in the Chinuch. Although it begs the question, how come the Minchas Chinuch never quotes this Perashat Mishnayos? How come we needed to wait till the footnote guy did it? But okay, be that as it may. That's the shayla. Okay, that's our... Could be that's why, but the Minchas Chinuch uses everything, I think. But you're right. This is not. Let's put it this way. It's a fair point that we're not. He's not asking this as a lumdus question. He is asking this as a halacha question, right? Is the father's chiyuv only until 13, and then the son replaces him, or does the son come on in addition? So now, what does it matter? You'll say. So the Sefer HaChinuch, I mean the Minchas HaChinuch, I should say, proceeds to give four nafkaminas to this question: if the father is potter after a 13 years, or he stays on. So the first nafkamina, the second paragraph: Im ha'av ba'atzmo mohel, machuyav lomul ba'atzmo bigaluso gamkein. So he says, what if you have a following scenario in which the father knows? Excuse me. Thank you. If the father knows how to do a bris, right? I think I'm trying to remember in what context I seem to somehow recently, I think this came up with somebody somewhere, that my father is a moel. He doesn't practice anymore, but my father is a moel. And in fact, his father, my grandfather, was a moel full time. Like, that was his parnasa. He wrote a book on Mila. He invented a clamp, which Moshe Feinstein gave him a haskama for. That was my father never did it on that level, but my father didn't I don't even know. Was it in the hundreds? Did he break a thousand? I don't even know. I don't want to guess. But many, many bris milas. My father did it, even though this was not what he did professionally. So it's in the family. Of course, it ended with me. Apparently, I wasn't born under Mazel Madam, and I had never had any inclination whatsoever. But let's say you have a scenario like mine, in which the father or the grandfather, but the father, you know, as the case may be, knows how to do the bris. L'shitas HaShach, says the Minchas Chinuch, there's a very, very well-known, hotly debated, way beyond the scope of what we're going to learn now, but I'll mention it to you, hotly, hotly debated, but very, very well-known shita of the Shach, and Choshe Mishpat Simin Shin Pei Beis, She'osir L'chabeid Acher. The Shach's shita seems to be, I'm giving you the pashtus of it, but all the later Achronim tumult in the Shach, agreeing, disagreeing, and interpreting and reinterpreting. So we can't get into all those details. But the pashtus of the Shach is, if a father knows how to do Mila, he has the technical know-how, it is usur for him to hire a mohel. When I say hire, I don't mean the money's not the important point. To appoint a mohel. Now, the question, of course, is why, basically that would be saying, that means you can't appoint a shliach. Why should Mila, according to the Shach, be the kind of mitzvah that you cannot use for shlichus? So that you can only imagine tons of literature, tons of raid on that question. And I'm letting you know that, by the by, in that discussion, there are some achronim saying, no, that can't be what the Shach meant. He didn't mean mitam shlichus. He didn't use the word shlichus. He said mechabed, because maybe there's something in between that he didn't like. We can't get into all that now, even though it is a really fascinating question. But aliba de shita sashach, says the Minchas Chinuch. If you're going like the Shach, and the father knows how to do the bris milah, therefore it's usur for him to be mechabed, would you say that same chumrah if the boy is 13? Now, leave aside the, like, icky feeling of it's one thing for a father to do it on his eight-day-old son, for the father to be basically the surgeon, because certainly, I don't know what they did in the ancient world, and I still don't know what happened with Avraham Avinu or whatever, Moshe, but, like, in today's day and age, if anyone who's not, like, a baby is getting a bris, it's not like, you know, it's not in shul, it's not like Kiseh Shelio in shul, like, I promise you that. You won't run into after chakras one of those bris milas, okay? It's like, I don't know if it's at a doctor's office or a Dafka hospital, but it's a real medical procedure. Like, seriously, okay? You don't mess around. So it's hard to believe that a father would do this, but at least hypothetically, halachically, ask the Minchas Chinuch according to Shach, would he have to? Or perhaps, alternatively, Ubegadlusu Amrotza HaBen Lamulas Atzmo. Weirder! What if the Ben wants to do his own bris? Va'av Gamkein wrote it, and the father says, no, right? You can only imagine, right? The sitcom potential here is off the charts. The father says, no, I want to do your bris. And the 14-year-old son's like slugging him, no, I want to do the bris to myself. What would be the din, right, after we stop laughing? Gamkein wrote to Imlo Nifka Mitzvah, says the Minchas Chinuch. Imlo Nifka Mitzvah Sa'av, Ha'av Kodem, Vimlav, Bavadai, Beno, Yocholomul, Batzmo, Ba'asr Lomul, Afilu Aide Ovid. So says the Minchas Chinuch, he thinks, Lechora, this is an afkamina. Because if you say the father's chiyuv continues, so even though the son is also chayiv, but the father has kadima, since he already has been chayiv for 13 years, he's the muslik in the mitzvah. And according to the Shach, since he's chayiv, since he's capable, he also would have to do it and can tell the son, get out of here. But if the son says, no, I know how to do it, and I want to do it, and can he stop the father? So says the Minchas Chinuch. Depends. If you say the father's out of the picture, he's been fired at 13, then the son could do it if he wants. But if the father is still chayiv, then he thinks the father could claim the responsibility of that mitzvah. So that's all nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, v'gam. Im karam echad mehem v'osa ha-mitzvah l'inyan litin chavero av leben or ben la'av yud zehuvim. This is based on something that he quotes from the Sma, as I'll see in a second. Before we see the Sma, there's a din of Shulchan Aruch, that if someone has a mitzvah to do, and you jump the line, and you're chap the mitzvah, you do it for him, you owe him, forget in Shemayim, but in Bezin, it's actionable, it's a tort. He could sue you for 10, 12 coins. Yud Zehuvim. So another nafkamina would be, if they're fighting who could do it, if it turns out really was the father's mitzvah and then the son did it, or if it was really the son's mitzvah and the father did it, would they have to pay the other one Yud Zehuvim? Now, you don't need the Sma or anything razzle-dazzle to say the following. Let's say a third person, right? Let's make our comedy into like a tragedy. A third guy sees it and he jumps in and he just throws the son down and whoosh, he does the bris. Now, he said that third stranger certainly wasn't chayiv. He could be sued for Yud Zehuvim by somebody. But who would be the legitimate plaintiff? The father or the son? Right, that you don't need the Sma for. That's a dinner Shulchan Aruch. Why does he quote the Sma specifically? So, because he's talking about what about if it's the father suing the son or the son suing the father in our fully functional not family. L'das asma sham demisha alav iker hamitzvah mechuyav hatovas liten lo yizuhuvim. But you might have thought that, you know, the father and the son are both shaykh. So even if one was more than the other, does that mean you could sue the other one? After all, he didn't take a mitzvah, didn't belong to him. He was shaykh to it. So says no. According to the sma, even if two people have a certain shaykhis to a mitzvah, but one is more predominant and you take it from him, then you owe the yizuhuvim. So this nafkamina says that minchas sinch number two is whether a complete third party steals the mitzvah, who does he have to pay? Or if the father or the son does it coercively, if it was the other one who was really predominantly chayiv, you'd have to. So you can only imagine, right? Let's say hypothetically, if the father got fired, if that's what would be our conclusion, the ktsas raya from the Sefer Achinuch, and the father adamantly refuses to let go of the mitzvah. Where has he been for 13 years? Maybe it's a case of a baal tshuva. So he just learned about it, and anyway, he's a surgeon, he knows what to do. He says, I am doing it. And the son says, I'm glad you want to do that, but it's my mitzvah. And he does it anyway. So, aside from, in case the family relationship has not been fractured enough, the son could also sue his father for nezek, in the sense of, you know, he didn't mazik him, it's not chabala. He did the mitzvah, hopefully. Hopefully there won't be a chabala. But he could sue him for stealing his mitzvah and sue the Yud Zuhuvim.
Could it still be chabala because the mitzvah should even become mitzvah?
I'm not an expert enough of chabala. Maybe I shouldn't even have said that. I'm not sure. It's my gut not, but maybe I'm wrong. Nafkamina number three. One second, are we up to the gam nafkamina. Linyan im e efshar lomol belischar. Did I skip? Oh no, yeah, I skipped one, I'm sorry. Oh nafkamina. Im ha'av mevarich brichas lahachniso. Or efshar nifka mitzvah me'alav kishi yigdil. Right? In a typical bris, if you've been there, right? The moel, in most cases, there's a moel, he does the bris mila. He says the shekhar shar mitzvah v'tzivanu. And then the father says the bracha of ayvachiv as a father lahachniso bebriso shavim ravino. Would the father still make that bracha if his child who's 13 years old got the bris? Says min chasunach papashtus, right? If I'm still connected to the mitzvah, it was my mitzvah lachnisu b'brit shal ravino, I have a right to make the mitzvah. But if I blew it, I had 13 years to do it and I didn't do it, then I wouldn't make that bracha. And if you want to know the most normal, least crazy, dysfunctional, and like basic nafkamina, that's of course his last one. And you know, as the saying goes, follow the money. Begam nafkamina linyan imiev shlo lamolo. Belischar, right? Normal case. The father's not a moel, the son's not a moel, and even if either of them were, no one is doing the bris on the boy himself. Like, come on, who are we kidding? Normal case, we gotta hire a doctor, we gotta hire a moel who knows how to do an adult bris, a 13-year-old bris. That's gonna cost a decent amount of money. Even an 8-day-old baby is not cheap anymore. Certainly not an adult, a 13-year-old child bris. I don't know, it's $1,000 now, I don't know, $2,000, I mean, I have no idea what would be in America to do such like thing. Right? Who has to pay? Now we're talking an afgamina. It's all hypothetical until we get to this. Who's got to pay? Right? So the father's like, listen, you know, I'm glad I sent you to Talmud Torah, and you got frum, and now you made the whole family balei tshuva. It's all great, but I learned a little bit too, and you got to pay. So that's some of that bar mitzvah money you got. We're going to use that, you know, to pay for the bris. And the kid's like, whoa, you know, it's your responsibility. You pay. It's not my responsibility. According to the Minchas Chinuch, maybe I'm not chayiv anymore. Who has to pay? That's the fourth nafkamina that the Minchas Chinuch has. Okay, any questions on any of the nafkaminas? Yes?
I'm just saying all those nafkaminas assume that if the chiyuv of the av continues, then he has the ikar mitzvah, which is an assumption you don't have to accept.
Good.
Meaning he says if the av's mitzvah,
correct,
he has to pay. Or...
So right, so that was the assumption. It's a fair point. I think I alluded to it. But yeah, let's just reiterate it since you're bringing it up, which he said on his first nafkamina, which is since he's muhsuk, even if they're both chayev, presumably he would have the precedence. He said that in that first line.
Right, if the av wants to do
it. Let's just read it again, just because you're making a good ha'ara. The second line of that paragraph, v'av gamkin rotzo lamulo im lo nifka mitzvah av ha'av kodem im la b'vade b'nokar, etc. So he's just assuming that. That's correct. That's a fair point.
Also in the last half of the minute.
Yep, good. Fair point. Good. Okay, so far so good? All right, so now let's see here, try to bring some rayas here. Ulach ora. Ikra ha'mitzvah la'av. So now he wants to bring a proof from the Gemara. How many of you guys have learned the sugya in Kiddushin, the famous mission of the different responsibilities, Av al-Ben al-Av? So he's paraphrasing this now. So if you go back to the Gemara, go back to the source, sugya is in Kiddushin, Dav Chavtes, What's going on there? L'chorot ikra mitzvah al-av, that which we say that the initial address is on the father, l'choshev sham besat shas, kol dover ha'av m'chuyev lamul, right? L'chol dover ha'av m'chuyev, right? It's a whole list of things a father has to do. Circumcise, lamul, liftos, pigeon aben, lasiyisho, marry him off. So in that case, so they're all put together, like as if they're all the same, right? Says the Minchas Chinuch. Well, think about it for a second. U'lasiyo isho, vadai begad luso, imkein lamul liftos anami. Right, we know by definition the marriage is going to have to be when he's a gadol, even if they get married younger than we do now. You can't get, a boy cannot get married. There is kedusha katana. There's not kedusha katan. Right, so it has to be that he's a gadol. And the fact that the father is chayiv in lasio isho, even when he's a gadol, says the Minchas Chinuch, presumably it means all three, not just that, but also the mila and the pidyon haben. So that could be another proof. But right away he says he's not sure. Because if you go back to the Gemara there, how do we know that a father's chayiv in this and in that and the other? There's psukim for all these things. And by all those other examples, there's no reference to the age of the child. For example, kamo b'pidyon haben, what's the pasuk? Bechor banecha. Your chayiv as a father to do a pidyon on bechor banecha. V'gadol nami b'chlal. Who's banecha? Only when the child is 10 he's a banecha? Or maybe you have different nicknames for him when he's a little baby and then when he's like 18, you know. He's still pinching his cheek and saying, you know, that might not be the best father move. But he's still banecha, as sometimes parents try to remind you. You are still my son, right? That kind of thing. So, so we understand that the pidyon haben might apply even after the child's older. Or one of the other, of course, famous mitzvos that's included on that list, Talmud Torah. Where do we learn that from? Vishinantam Levanecha. Levanecha is obviously also when he's a gadol. Or similarly, when it comes to getting married, Lasio Isho, Dinil Ma'ad Mikra, Ukhuli B'nechem Nashim. Right? B'nechem still includes gadolim. Aval, what's the one that's not like the other? Completely different than all three of those is Mila. Abi Mila Dikra Hayel Fusa Da'av Mitzuval Beno Humana Pasuk. What? No word Banecha or anything like that, but rather what's the Pasuk that's the source? V'yamal Avram as Yitzchak Beno. So yes, the word Beno is in there, but so is the word Yitzchak. And Kasher Tzivo Solukim. And what do we see from that? Muchach Din Stava Alzeo Milas Yitzchak Haya Ben Ches Yamin. Right? This is not like Avram, who's older, or Moshe, or with his children, or what have you. This is, Yitzchak was 8 days old. So the whole source is about a father doing a mila on an 8-day-old baby. So maybe that's all the proof that we have. And even if you'll tell me, listen, come on, that don't be such a pedantic, literalist reader. Everyone agrees that the father's chayiv until bar mitzvah. So you can't make too big of a deal. Can't make too big of a deal out of the fact that the initial makor of Yitzchak Beno was 8 days. So it says Menachem, okay, I can concede you that, but at least it's similar to when he's 8 days, as long as he's a katan. But efshar begadluso efshar delo chayiv haTorah rak leben lo lav. But you can't necessarily say he's willing to grant that. But still, he says it's a little bit of a jump to go from v'yamol as Yitzchak Beno, who's 8 days old, to when he's 18 years old or even 13 years old. So at the end of the day, he thinks he has a raya. But then he shies away from it. So let me skip because of time. I'm going to skip the next paragraph, which has to do with Mitzvah Seizman Grum and Chiyuv Nashim, because maybe we'll pick up with that broader question next week. Let's go to the last paragraph where he has an attempted raya. And if we have time, we'll mention a little bit of the deeper lumnus, and if not, we'll save that for next week. So on the last paragraph you have on your sheet, he wants to bring another proof now again from the Rambam. But this is also very interesting and very debatable. The Rambam in Hilchos, Perkei Hilchos Korban Pesach, says the following. A person cannot partake in the Korban Pesach if he's an Orel. So too, kach milas banav haketanim, umilas avodim, ben gedolim, ben ketanim, akvim oso, shenemar, himo lechem kol zachar. If you're the head of a house, and you have avodim, and they are uncircumcised, that also is ma'akev your korban Pesach. And the Rambam says, if you have a child who's a katan, but not yet circumcised, that's also ma'akev your eating in the korban Pesach. So says the Ben Chasinach, he's medayik from this Rambam, bevur bedvarav lehedja, the dafka milas banav haketanim, ma'akvim oso. Al kein hatam, al korcha hatam, kivin dem tzvasu alav ma'akvin oso. Umilas avadim al rabim afilu avadim chalav achiyuv. What's the common denominator here? It seems clear, says the Minchas Chinuch, that the common denominator is, if you're a person who had an obligation to do a bris and you didn't do it, that's ma'akiv your korban Pesach. So you yourself, you were obligated, after you're a grown-up, to have your own bris milah. You didn't do it, that's ma'akiv. You as a father, or you as an adon, are obligated your son or your eved, respectively. It's clearly about the mitzvah. anyone who's chayiv in the mitzvah of milah, non-performance of that mitzvah interferes with fulfilling the being allowed to participate in Karban Pesach. So if that's the correct analysis, says the Minchas Chinuch, then there's what to be medayik in the Rambam. Because unlike the Eved and the Odon, where it seems it doesn't matter how old the Eved is, it can be ma'akev, because in fact the Odon is chayiv, even if he buys a grown-up, he has to then circumcise that grown-up. Similarly, says the Sefer Chinuch, it's all about the mitzvah. Well, it's meduyik in the Rambam that which type of children, which uncircumcised children are ma'akev the Karban Pesach? Tafka, Bonav ha Kitanim. Okay, and a time came the mitzvah and Allah ma'akev and osohu. If you skip down, he points out as a proof for this at the end of the fourth line, or in the handout. We don't say any oral in the world is ma'akev everybody, because it obviously has to do with if you're chayiv to do it. It's no coincidence. It's dafka the person himself or the father. Ela dafka aviv o rabo alkein b'shem da mitzvah alav va'av al beno nilman mikrav v'yimal Avraham kasher tziva, as we've seen. Imkein gozra Torah de bonav ma'akvin. And if it's true that it's the mitzvah that you have to circumcise your sons, which if you have left unfulfilled is ma'akev your Karban Pesach, in that case, if that analysis is correct, mavur b'perish Rambam drak bonav hakitanim. So he thinks that he has a raya. He didn't mention the Rambam in the Perush of Shnayis. That's the footnote guy. He says ktsas raya in the Minchas Chinuch, because maybe that's just speaking balabatish. That's the typical. But he thinks he has a better raya in the Rambam of Karban Pesach, who clearly says that only banav haketanim are ma'akev Karban Pesach. That is the Rambam. We just got to read it. And he assumes that the reason is because that's where the chi of ha'av is. So you see from here that when the kid is a gadol, if you didn't do the bris milah, then what happens to the father's chiyuv? Evidently, it's paka. And therefore, if you have a gadol, you have a child who's 14 years old without a bris milah, ironically, the father really blew it. But at this point, it's not his problem anymore. That's baked in. Whatever his kapara will be, his kapara will be. His onish, but at least it's not going to affect his Karban Pesach. Okay? Now, the deeper chakira in all of this, I'm going to save till next week because I don't think there's any point in rushing it, so make sure not to miss next week's. But let's just add the final point. There are other achronim post Minchas Chinuch who work on this last point who are docha this raya. If I remember correctly, I think Rav Chanan Wasserman and others discussed this. If anyone's interested, I can give you the Maror Makomos. I just don't remember off the top of my head. But perhaps, I think even Rav Chaim, I think the Berakah Shmuel Mekov Rav Chaim even discussing this. His assumption that what's the linchpin here? It's the mitzvah that the father has that's ma'akev, and that's relevant to our sugya, because our entire chakira has been about what is the mitzvah of the father, only till 13 or afterwards. But other achronim suggest that even if you take the words of the Rambam at face value, and it's a good diuk in the Rambam, but it's only relevant if you make the Minchas Chinuch not only careful reading, but his assumption that what's being ma'akev here is the mitzvah of the av. Alternatively, though, some achronim suggest, what would be a way to diffuse this raya? What's another way of understanding this Rambam, which makes it completely irrelevant to our whole question? That it's not a bris milah thing as much as it is a Karban Pesach din. And what's the din of Karban Pesach? Some achronim suggest. Not that whoever was mitzuveh in bris milah, if he didn't do that one mitzvah, I didn't put on tefillin, that's like a ma'akev being Karban Pesach. But if you didn't do one particular mitzvah, circumcise your children or your avadim, that's ma'akev you. Other achronim say, no, that's not what's really going on here. It's not the mitzvah of milah that's ma'akev, but rather it's what? The status of orel. Right? And that's really meduyik in a lot of sources, like maybe even in the pasuk, right? Orel, having an orel that's part of your bias, orel and Karban Pesach are incompatible. Lav dafka, you're still chayiv. Maybe you are chayiv, maybe you're not chayiv. It doesn't matter. But orel is the problem. If there's an orel under your roof, then you not only can orel not eat the Karban Pesach, but you can't. Maybe you're not even chayiv anymore. But orel is the key. So maybe it's not relevant. So what the Rambam is telling you, orel, who's a katan, is ma'akev. A gadol already is not in your house. You have a 14-year-old child. He's not called halachically in your house anymore. He's a grown-up. So maybe the diuk is right, but maybe it's more relevant to a lumdus in Karban Pesach. And if you assume like these other achronim, then it's still a nice diuk in Rambam, but then it has nothing to do with our larger question.
What are the best everyone else?